So you have a new Avengers script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this one starts off with the Avengers doing some super awesome murders.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's gonna be like 10 solid minutes of the Avengers murdering and cracking jokes and murdering and cracking jokes.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And how are the Avengers getting along without Tony?
Oh, well, he's right there with them.
Didn't he kind of retire at the end of Iron Man 3?
Yeah, that's right.
So what explanation are we giving for his return?
None. Whatsoever.
Huh. So what's the movie about?
Well, it's called Age of Ultron.
Oh, Age of Ultron? So this takes place over several years?
Yeah, no, just a couple of days.
Oh, do you know what the word age means?
I do not.
It's a tough word.
Yeah, sounds cool though. Age of Ultron.
It does sound cool.
So anyway, using Loki's scepter, Iron Man wants to create an AI called Ultron that can achieve peace in our time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but then Ultron understands his purpose as, oh, I need to murder everyone.
Whoopsie.
So Ultron attacks the Avengers while they're getting drunk and then escapes through the internet.
He escapes through the internet.
Yeah, so now he has access to every system on Earth except nukes.
Oh, that's cool. So what's his plan? Is he gonna, like, take down the electrical grid?
Nope.
Something with the water supply?
Nuh-uh.
Air traffic control?
Nope.
All of the Avengers' super advanced technology?
No, those sound like good ideas, but what he really plans on doing is making a city fly and throwing it down to Earth.
Oh, you'd think a genius AI would be able to think of a better plan than that.
You'd think so, but he's really into the city throwing idea.
Interesting.
So anyway, Ultron is this super scary, super intimidating robot.
You should have him crack jokes like Loki.
What?
People love Loki.
Yeah, but why would a robot crack jokes?
So he could be more like Loki.
Okay, but
people love Loki.
Oh, is this so you can sell Ultron toys to kids?
Maybe. We sold a lot of Loki toys.
Well, why didn't you say so? The movie's already a big commercial anyway.
Ugh, I love you so much.
Oh, stop.
What kind of commercials are we talking?
Well, for example, the Hulk listens to music to calm down, right?
Okay.
On his wireless Beats by Dre headphones.
Oh, awesome. That's a product.
Or like Hawkeye and Black Widow drive around, right?
Yeah.
In a brand new state of the art Audi.
That's amazing. That's a product.
We also find out what Iron Man likes to wear under his armor.
Uh-huh.
Any idea what brand he wears under his armor?
No idea.
He wears Under Armour under his armor.
You just blew my mind. That's a product.
And the movie's not just a commercial for products, it's also a commercial for movies.
What other movies?
Our future movies.
How'd you do that?
Well, we're introducing this character named Scarlet Witch that gives people visions.
Okay.
And so she gives Thor a vision that's a setup for Thor 3.
Wow.
And she gives Tony a vision that's a setup for Avengers 3.
I love it. So what else happens in the movie?
Well, after the witch gives people a bunch of visions, she makes the Hulk go crazy, and so Tony has to stop him.
How does he manage that?
He developed this new super powerful Hulkbuster armor, and so they just destroy a bunch of buildings.
Oh, Tony has a suit upgrade, huh? I bet that'll come in handy against Ultron.
Yeah, no, he's only gonna use it once.
Oh,
so anyway, then they all go hide out with Hawkeye's family.
What happens there?
Well, Natasha and Bruce have a long conversation about how they should have showered together.
What?
Yeah, they're in love now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, I decided that would be a thing.
Cute.
And then Thor pieces out because he had a bad dream. And then Nick Fury secretly hides out in a barn to surprise Tony, even though he meets with everyone minutes later and had no reason to hide.
Dramatic entrance, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that.
And what does Thor go off and do?
He goes to take a bath with Eric Selvig.
Oh, kinky.
No, he jumps into a dream puddle and learns about Infinity Stones.
Oh, is that a commercial for...
Commercial for an upcoming movie, that's right.
I love it.
So anyway, Ultron tries to put himself in a body type thing, but then the Avengers steal it.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and then Tony convinces Bruce that they have to do the exact same thing they did with Ultron again.
He wants them to redo the thing that created a death robot?
That's right.
God, is it gonna be hard to convince Bruce to do it?
No, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, he basically says that they're both monsters, and for some reason that convinces him.
That was easy.
Anyway, so they do the thing again, but this time Thor hits it with some lightning, and that creates a really nice dude named Vision somehow.
It's crazy how science works, isn't it?
Yeah, I literally don't understand it.
Me neither.
Also, Ultron is gonna kidnap Black Widow.
He's gonna kidnap her. Why wouldn't he just kill her?
I don't know, I guess to lure the Avengers over?
Wouldn't they have gone anyway if Ultron is lifting a city into the sky?
Yeah, you'd hope so.
So how does the movie end?
Well, you know how in the first Avengers we had them fighting like a generic army of aliens?
Yeah.
Well, this time we're gonna switch things up a bit.
Oh yeah?
Now it's gonna be a generic army of robots.
Very cool.
Also, one of the Avengers is gonna die.
What? Which one?
Quicksilver.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, we only introduce him in this movie. I'm not sure that he's actually an Avenger.
How does he die?
Well, Hawkeye is about to get shot, so Quicksilver uses his super speed to stand in front of the bullets.
He has super speed?
That's right.
Why doesn't he use that to get them out of the way instead of stepping in front of bullets?
I don't know. Plus, there's a huge huge scene earlier where he moves a bunch of people out of the way of a moving train.
So he dies.
Yeah, and also Tony, Thor, and Vision are all hitting Ultron at the same time, and he starts to die.
Amazing.
And then they all stop and let him get away.
Why?
I don't know, but Scarlet Witch kills him later.
Well, good.
And then in a mid-credit scene, we're gonna have Thanos show up.
Oh, what does he do?
He puts on the Infinity Gauntlet, and he's like, fine, I'll do it myself.
What's he talking about?
Getting the Infinity Stones.
Was Ultron trying to get him Infinity Stones?
Nope.
So what's he talking about?
Getting the Infinity Stones.
But that line doesn't make sense in the context of this movie.
Yeah, but he wants them.
But what's he talking about?
Getting the Infinity Stones.
Never mind.
Anyway, so Tony retires from being Iron Man again.
Oh, but he'll be back, right?
No, this time he's retiring for real. He's never putting that suit on again.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies I should do pitches for. We also have a lot more of these videos on the channel, so be sure to check those out. And you can also check out ScreenRant.com for the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching. Check in next Saturday for a new pitch.